Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. The next few recordings are going to be about the relationship between Paul and Timothy, a crucial partnership in early Christianity, one that perhaps is the most famous partnership in the whole of the Bible and certainly the New Testament. Timothy was an amazing man. Paul, also, was somebody with extraordinary gifts that God used. But one of the geniuses of Paul was not to keep to himself all of the lessons that he learned. One of the great demonstrations of the fact that he was a humble man was that he was prepared to take the time to train people like Timothy. And so that example becomes very important to us. Jesus mentioned in Luke chapter 6, verse 40, that the student is not above the teacher. But everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. Jesus is talking in the context of his own training of the 12, but I think the same principles are important to all Christian training. And Paul, I think, wanted Timothy to be fully trained and to be, in the right sense, like him. In as much as he followed Christ, he wanted to help Timothy to do the same. And as Christians, we want to help others do that also, fellow Christians to grow, to learn, to become more mature and more able to be like Christ in the context of their own life and the influence of the people that God has sent them to influence. And so in this introductory recording, we're going to look at Paul's desire for Timothy, what he wanted for him. We see in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, I think, a description of this. He says, "Timothy, my son, I am giving you this command in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by recalling them you might fight the battle well, holding on to faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and so have suffered shipwreck with regard to the faith." What does Paul want for Timothy? Well, he wants him to live up to the prophecies once made about him. He wants him to use his gifts. He wants him to have a good faith and a good conscience and to make it to the end. He wants him, ultimately, to be saved. You see the same emphasis in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. He says, "Do not neglect your gift." Paul wants him to use the gift that God has given him. It was given through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. "Be diligent in these matters," implying that perhaps Timothy might be tempted not to be diligent. "Give yourself wholly to them," again perhaps implying that he might be half-hearted at times, "so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers." Paul's desire for Timothy is that he himself ends up being saved and that he is able thereby also to save others. He sees Timothy as his son, and he sees him as somebody that demonstrates his own heart. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 19 to 23, "I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be cheered when I receive news about you. I have no one else like him, who will show genuine concern for your welfare. For everyone looks out for their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel. I hope, therefore, to send him as soon as I see how things go with me." Paul's view of Timothy was somebody who ended up being someone who could represent his heart to other people. And indeed, I'm sure, the heart of Christ. Somehow, Timothy went from being somebody who was spoken well of in Acts chapter 16 to somebody who Paul could say, "He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus," in 1 Corinthians 4:17. How did this happen? Well, our next couple of recordings will demonstrate what happened in their relationship that enabled Paul to speak of Timothy with such confidence. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.